Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Ashew, Doc Walker in for Grant and Danny on The Fan. Just made a discovery during the break. Wes looks like somebody in the news. Like, spitting image.
Yeah.
Have you put that on social media, by the way?
It was scary.
People at Virginia Tech did. Last semester.
Side-by-side picture of you and someone that's, well, in jail right now. And, I mean, it is...
spitting.
Spitting image. You guys are twins. So, you know.
Oh, I know.
Do you have
United
Healthcare? I'm just dropping clues here, who you look like, that in case people don't know. Good God. I mean, it is unbelievable, Doc.
Scary.
I'm glad that... Clary came in here and I was just like, does he look like someone that knew? And I went, oh my God, thank you for asking this question. Because this is that you guys could be, you could tell me you're twins and I'd believe it. That's all I'll say. All right.
I probably won't do that.
You probably not. Yeah, maybe not like associate yourself with a murderer, but like at the same time, you didn't do anything. You just look like the guy. And a lot of women have a crush on this guy. So, you know, you're actually not in a bad spot. So I'll just leave it at that. That's it. All right, Doc Walker, Nick Ashew, in for Grant and Danny. Commanders in Madrid, on their way there. Anthony Armstrong, former Redskins wide receiver, and my co-host on the Commanders Squad podcast, jumps on with us. And you know, listen, Anthony, we can get to the Commanders. We can get to everything that's gone on. But let's not forget that you're a Mavs fan. Nico Harrison getting fired today. Was that a shock to you? Could you believe that?
Man, you know, sometimes changes have to be made, and it may be something that was long overdue for some Mavs fan, but hey, they made the right decision because, golly, it's been a rough couple of years.
You know that because of the response or because the hole that was so deep?
Well, because of the hole, man. When you trade your young superstar like a Luka Doncic, man, that's tough. And down here in Texas, man, they love hard on their teams. Yeah, he broke something up, and you know, I mean, imagine if they were to go off and just randomly trade Jaden Daniels. Like, that would be what type of a gut punch it is, Doc. Mm. That's what it felt like. And, fan base was not being friendly. And, frankly, the start to the season hasn't been so hot for the Mavs. So, you know, maybe a little change of scenery and new people in the building can kind of get some dubs for the Mavericks.
Yeah, 3-8 start for the Mavs isn't good, but neither is a 3-7 start for the Commanders. You said something to me Sunday that I thought was really kind of telling when we did our show. And, you know, you were like, is this what it felt like watching some of these teams lose that I played on back in the day? Which first, as I established, you were never the enemy, don't you worry. But, you know, watching this Commanders team now, Anthony, at 3-7, the big thing that stood out to me has really been... just this feeling of meltdown. It didn't feel that way before until Detroit. And that's what concerns me with the change in the routine and the travel and the disruption going to Madrid and a Dolphins team on top of that, too, that just beat the Bills and was real cocky in the locker room if you saw those videos after the game.
Yeah, I saw the video. I felt good for them, honestly. They needed that release, the Dolphins did, because their season is... whereas they haven't had the injury that obviously Tyreek Hill got hurt, but like they haven't had as many injuries as Washington coming in. You got to think both of these teams felt they were going to have some pretty good seasons, and it hadn't been going that way. But shoot, Miami was able to get up for a division opponent, right? They really needed to get that win for themselves and for Mike McDaniel. So shout out to them for that. But Washington, frankly, Nick, I think that travel could be good. Sometimes you need to get away. You know what I mean? You need to get into a new time zone, frankly, new language. They don't know, folks don't know what they're saying over there, right? So they can go over there and really just focus on football and hopefully come back with a W. I think, well, Miami is a team that's susceptible. You know, they've shown that, you know, Tua could get the defense, you know, give them some interception, give them some turnovers. So being able to get a new scenery, new place to play football for a bit, it could be something to help this team just kind of get back on track. And I think the way the season's been going, Doc, this is going to help them grow together even more. You know what I mean? There's been so much adversity that they've dealt with. Now they get to go and you know, be next to each other and lift each other up and kind of grow for the rest of the season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you, all right, you want to go, Doc, or you? You're thinking about something. Why are you laughing?
No. Keep going.
Okay. Doc, see, this is, you know this, Andy. Doc just randomly starts laughing, and I want to know what's going on in his head. And he's like, no, I'm just going to wait. I'm not going to say anything. Here's what I will say this, though. And you know, listen, Doc and I very much disagree on this. And you already know where I go, but we're going to have it for this show here. I am insanely concerned about Jaden Daniels coming back to a season that's completely lost. But I understand, from the player's perspective, selling the feeling of giving up on a season if he's healthy and can't get out there and play. Right. But at the same time, there's the worry of the injury, and is it meaningless? Does the risk outweigh the reward? All of those things are what's on my head. I don't have to make the decision. What would you do if you were in that position, Anthony?
Jaden can stay over there on the sideline with a headset on.
That's
how I feel.
Yes.
The flukiness of the season lets me know that he don't need to get on the field. I saw a video, a fan rushed the field. He tried to get to the side. Dude pulled a hamstring. I think he's out for 3 or 4 weeks. Don't put the kid back on the field. That it just doesn't make sense. I know that there's a point where you want to see, well, if everybody's healthy, let's just end on a good note. I don't even want to risk it at this point. To me right now, it's all about evaluation. You can still, you know, go out there and try to win ball games. I mean, that's the point of playing. But just the fact of risking injury, I wouldn't want to do it. I know O-line's been playing pretty well so far, but it doesn't make sense to me to put him back out there when the season is pointless at this juncture.
I'm not going to disagree from your standpoint, but my leader, it's like seeing Patton come out without a firearm. You can't be the dude if you're not in full metal jacket. And he, thank God, he doesn't think the way we're talking. He'd be insulted by this.
Oh, of course. Oh, I get that.
It ain't for him. You know, I know you didn't do it for him.
Yeah.
He doesn't need it. Now, what would make me swing your side is if my offensive line was depleted. Then I would protect him. We're big physical freaks. We just need to adjust the plays that are called, in my opinion. I'm not happy with our approach but I'll keep our people. Because I think if we turn this into a boxing match, be different. I'm Cus Kamado right now. I'm just trying to get you to work the body. That's all I'm trying to get him to do. Win from the inside out, because we got big physical people, and we got them sprinting out. I just want to put us in attack mode. And I don't. Right. I'm not convinced yet that this offensive brain trust is capable of scouting itself. Because that's what it looks like now. Like they're not scouting themselves.
I can agree with what you're saying. I know what you're getting behind, but even and that's even more of a reason, because if they haven't shown the ability to change their play calling tendencies, then right. that's even more of a reason to keep the guy on the sideline. Because frankly, it hasn't been that he's gotten hit in the pocket that's been injured.
That's true.
It's been moving around. It's been, you know, and frankly, you can look and say, okay, throw the ball away or throw the ball to somebody a little bit sooner in a couple of spots. Then you don't get hit, but you know, I think it's more learning. You got to see somebody run the offense and then just watch Marcus do it. You know, Marcus, watch him stay in the pocket a little bit longer. Watch him operate it and learn by doing. Learn by watching in this sense. We're going to get plenty of reps in the offseason. Right now, it just don't make too much sense, man, to go put that nice Ferrari back on the road one more time.
I'm glad you feel the same way as me, but that's also, as we've talked about, scars from previous eras in this organization, and I will fully admit that those absolutely exist. Talking to Anthony Armstrong and the
Finn. Both of y'all sound like parents.
And that's fine! Listen, we care, man! We care about our Ferrari, okay? We want it to be pristine and shiny and healthy and get a regular oil change. I don't know if you need to do that with another Ferrari, because I don't have one, but I'm just guessing that that's the case. All right, let's look at the game this weekend, Anthony, and again, talking to Anthony Armstrong here on the Fan, Nick Ashew, Doc Walker in for Grant and Danny. We know a lot of names are out. We like, at this point, that's been the regular every single week with this team. But, you know, you and I have certainly on Commander Squad on our podcast talked a lot about sort of the next guy to step up. And even with the lack of depth, there's always somebody. Just from an offensive perspective, obviously as a former wide receiver yourself, is there somebody that you look at now and say, like, this is their chance? Because half of that offense is out, especially when it comes to wide receivers. I mean, Treylon Burks has even got a broken finger now. A guy just got here, and he's already cursed
he's
with
out,
an injury.
Man,
I saw that, and I was like, where did you get hurt?
Right.
I mean, I hope, and this is not making shade. I hope he'll heal up and come back. And he was making an impact, so I really thought he was going to have a good finish to the season. But I love to see that Jalen Lane was able to get deep. And I love the fact that Marcus Mariota was throwing the ball deep, so I would love to see him continue his success and do it over there in Spain. You even saw John Bates catch a pass or two, and then even a Ben Sinnott get into the end zone. And one of our favorites, Nick Chris Rodriguez.
Yes.
Hello.
It seems like he may be auditioning for somebody else, but he needs to be the lead dog. I think he's the physical tone that you need to bring and run the rock. I think that correr in Espanol, you need to run the ball. Run it, okay? That's what you do over there. Run the rock and don't have to get too cute with it. But on the offensive side, man, let me see some Jalen Lane. And frankly, if we're being real, anybody that's out here, this is your opportunity. Robbie Chosen, like, shoot, these guys were on the outskirts on the free agency list, and now they're getting to play. I was thinking at the beginning of the season, Jalen Lane probably was going to be the fourth or fifth receiver, you know, and now he's getting all these starting reps. So this is your chance, my man. Make the most of it.
Can't argue that. People have to be allowed to play to bring out the best of them. Some guys aren't practice. They're just practice. Practice does nothing for them. They're just doing this to get your approval. But the game brings out the best of them. You can't have 70,000 in practice. It's the biggest adrenaline rush a guy can get. That's why people transform themselves on game day. If they had 70,000 in practice, you might get the same thing. But you don't. It's that uniform. It's game day, man. And I just think we got to give our backs. And Rodriguez, I said it on X, I was like, I couldn't believe he was in the game. I never seen him really do anything wrong, but yet he seems like he's being punished all the time. So if they can live with it, I can live with it. Because it's going to cost them their jobs if they're wrong.
Anthony, you said something. We got a couple minutes here. You know, auditioning for another team. Like, did you say that? Somebody just said
that.
Yeah, that was you. Okay, I'm just making sure. Yeah. And that actually, you know how I feel about it. Like, that concerns me. Like, what is it? Because again, you're Doc, you're just saying this here too. Like, it's like people are surprised to see Chris Rodriguez on the field. And yet when he's out there, he generally performs well. He generally gives you what you're looking for. What is it? Why do you, and again, I know some of this is speculation unless you're talking to the team behind the scenes, but it's like, why don't we see more of Chris Rodriguez on the field?
Man, I'm shrugging my shoulders over here. Like, I'm like, we're on camera, but I have no clue. Obviously not privy to being in the building, but it's, I've always said that the stuff you see on game day is usually hours and hours of people doing it habitually.
Mm-hmm.
But he's performing well, so that makes you think he's doing the similar stuff in practice. He just probably just isn't getting the opportunity. You know, they're probably trying to push a different narrative and get somebody else going. But in my estimation, you need to go out here and try to get this W, man. Like, go what's going to help you win right now, and that would be Chris Rodriguez. Just how he sets things up, even if you want Bill to ball. And I want Bill to have success, but he's very much a good counterpunch. All right, we need that, as Doc said earlier, you need that body punch, and that's Chris Rodriguez. And then you go with the counterpunch and a little razzle-dazzle with Bill. Doing it the other way around, you know, you're getting a little bantamweight getting knocked out in the first round.
Anthony Armstrong, the original 1-3. Good to talk to you, man. Thanks for coming on.
Yes, sir. Y'all be good.
All right.
Best of the family.
New episode of Commander Squad also coming out tomorrow, just in case you're wondering here. I'm glad you said that too, Doc, about Chris Rodriguez, because it's like everybody here is sitting here. I'd love to see more of him. He is the guy that I've just been pounding the table for, mm-hmm. and we just don't see it. And it blows my mind. It really does.
Yeah, Bill's doing to get better, but Bill's still trying not to fumble.
Yeah.
So now he's running with something on his mind. When he was free flow, you can't even make it up. He's slithery, but right now he's smart. He's not trying to turn it over.
But he's also thinking too much.
And it's taking away his instinctiveness.
100%.
He's not the same guy. So while he works on that mentally, put the beast in there and let him go eat.
I would love to see more of that, especially when he's getting 5.4 yards a carry. All right, Doc Walker, Nick Ashew in for Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.